Trade Planner is a full-service marketing agency in New York. To promote your brand and grow sales, contact us at tradeplanner.com.
All right, ready for a deep dive into some, shall we say, unique career advice.
Unique is putting it mildly. This careeradvice.pdf you sent over is a wild ride.
Seriously, it's not your typical resume tips and tricks. It gets, like, philosophical.
Oh, absolutely. The whole thing hinges on this idea of dignity being the most important thing when you're deciding on a career.
Yeah, right off the bat, it says, to make a living, you gotta sell something, right? A product, a service, but you gotta hold on to your dignity while doing it.
Which is an interesting concept, right? Because it's not something you usually hear in the how to get ahead advice.
No kidding. It even goes so far as to say that if you lose your dignity at work, you end up unhappy almost. Animalistic, it says. Intense.
It's a pretty stark warning. Mm-hmm. And it really goes against that whole idea of just climbing the corporate ladder for status and a bigger paycheck, you know?
Makes you think twice about what you're really working towards. I mean, we've all heard stories about people landing these dream jobs, big salaries, fancy titles, and they're miserable. Feel like cogs in a machine.
Exactly. And that's what this guide seems to be getting at. Real career satisfaction.
Yeah.
Comes from finding work that gives you a sense of purpose, aligns with your values. Like, that's more valuable than some huge paycheck.
Which is a good reminder for anyone, really, no matter where you are in your career. But it makes me wonder, especially for those just starting out, how much weight do you put on dignity when you're making those early career choices? Talking internships, first jobs, all that. And speaking of early career choices, this guide's advice on internships. Let's just say they're not messing around.
Yeah, 2 to 3 years worth of internships before you even think about a real job.
Mm-hmm.
That's a commitment.
It's intense. But it's not just about quantity, right? They're pretty specific about where you should intern.
Absolutely. Smaller businesses, privately held companies, that's their sweet spot. Big corporations, government jobs, not so much.
Which seems kind of counterintuitive, you know? You'd think those big names would be what they'd recommend for building your resume.
You'd think, right. But they argue that those smaller environments are where you actually learn the ropes. You're not just fetching coffee, you're in the trenches, seeing how everything works.
More hands-on, more direct access to the decision-makers, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And they're suggesting that 2 years of that diverse, hands-on experience, even if it's not at some fancy firm, that's more valuable in the long run than 2 years of making coffees at a place just for the name on your resume.
Makes you wonder, are we so caught up in chasing prestige that we're missing out on opportunities to actually, you know, learn and grow? And maybe even, you know, hold on to that dignity this guide is so big on.
It's definitely a different way of looking at it. But you know what else is interesting? Their take on being unemployed.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly positive.
Okay, now that you mention it, it is kind of refreshing. They're not telling you to panic, right?
No. In fact, they straight up say it's okay to lean on your family or friends for support if you need to.
Which, you know, can be a tough pill to swallow for some people.
Oh, for sure. But they're not saying just sit back and relax. They see unemployment as prime time for, like, hardcore skill building. Content creation, they're really big on that.
Use the time to make yourself super valuable. So when you do jump back in, you're coming in hot. I kind of love that.
Me too. It's like they're saying, hey, life threw you a curveball. Now what are you going to do about it? Which kind of leads perfectly into their big four skills, the skills that they say are your ticket to freedom in your career.
Okay, hit me with it. What are the magic four?
All right, so we've got visual arts, trading, entrepreneurship, and coding.
Freedom being the key word here. But what does freedom actually look like in this context? Because that could mean a lot of things to different people.
Right. Like, are we talking financial freedom? Creative freedom. The freedom to tell your boss to take a hike. The guide's kind of vague on the specifics, but I guess looking at these four skills, we could start to piece together what they mean.
So let's say you've landed the job, offer letters framed on the wall, you're officially in the big leagues. What wisdom does our career guide offer for this next chapter?
Well, they don't spend too much time on the whole onboarding, finding your desk thing. They get right to the good stuff, setting yourself up for financial success, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that's huge. They really emphasize health insurance, retirement accounts, emergency savings. Like, those aren't just check marks on your to-do list. They're the foundation for everything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it all goes back to that whole freedom thing. You want to be able to pursue your passions, take risks, maybe even tell your boss to shove it one day.
Yeah.
You need that financial stability as a safety net.
No arguments there. And speaking of financial stability, they get surprisingly specific about managing your own investments. Like, they even suggest you might not want to just blindly follow those target date funds, which most people think is the easy route.
Right. They want you to understand where your money's going, how to make it work for you. Don't just hand over control. Empower yourself with knowledge.
I'm sensing a theme here. But okay, so you're financially savvy, you've got that stable income coming in. Are you allowed to ease up on those big four skills they were talking about?
Not a chance. That's what's so great about this guide. They're not saying, okay, you got the job, time to clock out on personal growth.
Yeah.
They actually encourage you to keep pursuing those passions, the art, the trading, all of it.
It's like they see a traditional job as a resource, right? Yeah. It's not the end goal, it's fuel for the fire.
Exactly. The job gives you the stability and resources to actually pursue those side hustles, those creative endeavors, without the pressure of relying on them to pay the rent just yet.
Really interesting way to look at it. Almost like they're saying, build your empire in secret while still rocking that 9-to-5.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I find so refreshing about this whole guide. It's not just about finding a job. It's about designing a fulfilling life. One where work and passion kind of blend together, where you're constantly learning, growing, and moving towards, you guessed it, freedom.
Freedom to define success on your own terms, not by some corporate ladder or somebody else's expectations, which honestly might be the best career advice there is.
Couldn't agree more.